2 years ago this summer, a small group of parishioners and I walked off the cathedral campus. We walked up Main Street and into Okra Charity Saloon, where we held our very first Bible study that would later be known as Bible by the Glass. This component of the Reaching Out to Downtown initiative moved from concept to reality as we gathered around a table at this downtown watering hole and opened ourselves up to the vulnerability and adventure of being sent out by Jesus. Now, I had done some initial scouting, talking with the bar staff, obtaining permission to do this. But when the day came for our first Bible study, I gotta tell you, it felt a little bit awkward. I felt a little timid, even. But we were together, Richard, Barb, Seth, Sarah, Art Smart, and Heath. We read the Bible aloud, and I couldn't help but find myself wondering, would we receive hostile stares? But we found, in the words of today's gospel, peace. We found peace, and so we settled in. We learned the names of the bartenders and the bouncer, Gregory. I always give him one of our handouts with the scripture passage on it. We met customers, sometimes exchanging business cards, always exchanging kind words, sharing with them what we're up to, inviting them to join in. The group has grown through personal invitation and social media. I have posed for more than one photo with someone who was amused and amazed by our ministry. Even though on any given Monday there might be at least one person staring at me with my clergy collar, I feel at home at Okra Charity Saloon, and so do the other participants. This past week, as I was leaving, I heard one of the Bible study members who lives in Bayou Lofts invite the bartender over for their July 4th gathering, and it filled my heart with joy, because that is relationship, that is community, and Jesus is there in the midst of the city. Jesus's explicit instructions for taking his ministry out into the world are shared with us today in the gospel. Imagine this gospel passage as, I don't know, a field guide, something like this. Spiral bound, handy, fit in your pocket, essentials for ministry with our Lord Christ. In today's gospel, the appointed 70 receive the first edition. The 70 functions like a starburst gold foil stamp on the cover of this field guide that says, "Salvation History Continues," because the mention of the 70 evokes the memory of the 70 elders chosen by Moses to share in his work. For Luke, Jesus is the new Moses. And just as Moses led the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt, so is Jesus proclaiming release to the captives and liberating people from their demons, their blindness, and ultimately from sin and death. So imagine this field guide in your hands, and open it to the first page. I have the large print version here. So in bold type, here on the first page, it says, "Do not proceed without a buddy. If you do not have one, one will be provided. See a priest or member of the welcome team." Welcome team, raise your hands. All right. "And remember, I am with you always. Godspeed, Jesus." Turn the page. Instruction number one, the mission is urgent. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I have intentionally used the metaphor of a harvest because a harvest is organic. It grows, it ripens, and if not gathered, rots in place. Harvest time is a busy, urgent time. So get busy, and we need more help. The laborers are few. Ask God to send more laborers. God will do it. And your asking will help you see them when they cross your path. Field guide instruction number two. Go. I am sending you. Space for your photo here. Go. Continue to participate in worship and parish events because going to church equips and prepares you for the mission, but doesn't replace it. You go on your way into the world, and that can mean to the person in the cubicle next to you at work, or in the family down the hallway or across the street, or the staff at the business or restaurant you frequent, or the people in some other setting, some other place beyond Texas and Fannin. I am sending you on every regular, normal day of your life. Go. Instruction number three, travel light. There will be dangers, especially in hostile territories like first century Samaria. You will need to be creative, resourceful, nimble, and able to move quickly. Carrying a lot of baggage will put this urgent mission at risk. Space is provided on the opposite page to list the things, thoughts, and habits that you and/or your faith community may need to leave behind. Instruction number four. The first word out of your mouth is to be peace. Remember, you are lambs, not wolves. You are carriers of the peace of God in this world, a world in dire need of it. Whatever house you enter, first say peace. Your peace is never wasted. If your peace is not welcome in a particular place, you have not lost anything, for it returns to you. So don't be afraid to be generous with your peace. Peace is essential to the mission. Handy pocket-sized field guide instruction number five. If you are welcomed, settle in. Eat what they set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, "The kingdom of God has come near to you." A report from a wise person with much experience in the field shares this message with us. To my fellow laborers in the field, all you can do is what Jesus did. You can offer the kingdom, you cannot make people accept it. In your words and deeds, in fact, in your very presence, the kingdom of God comes near. But the kingdom only arrives when people struggle to understand the meaning of eating and drinking together without any ulterior motive and what curing the sick symbolizes about God and about them. The urgent mission requires the slow work of real relationship and service. Picture on opposite page, Jesus dining with a table of folks, saints, sinners, seekers. Instruction number six. When rejection happens, because it will, shake it off, or wipe it off, as today's gospel says. You don't have the time or the energy to get wrapped up in all of that. Take responsibility for yourself, and as the saying goes, keep your side of the street clean. And scene number one, the mission is urgent. The harvest requires your focus and energy. Spend it on those who are engaging you. And side note scribbled by your preacher, trust that God, who loves all creation, will be at work in all of this. Final field guide instruction, number 7. Whether people accept you or reject you, the message is the same. The kingdom of God has come near. The kingdom of God has indeed come near. Blank pages waiting to be filled follow. Insert map of your neighborhood, pictures, business cards, names, emails. So, did the imaginary field guide work for you? Do you feel encouraged, more equipped? To borrow a reflection question from Bible by the Glass, what is God inviting you to do, be, or change through this scripture passage? Jesus sent out the 70, probably hoping they were ready, but knowing that they weren't. But we humans, we learn from doing, don't we? And you got to start somewhere. When the 70 returned with joy to report their experiences, Jesus put those experiences into a larger context for them, offered the big picture view, the salvation history view of it. That love wins, and their work had ultimate and salvific consequences. And the same is true for us. I ask you to use your holy imagination again and imagine linking hands with one another. And all the Christians who have gone before us, going further and further back in time, and we find ourselves holding hands with the faithful across the ages, including Moses' 70, Jesus' 70, the disciples, Jesus himself. Thank God for all those linked hands and hearts across time that have brought the gospel to us here and now. Imagine if they had not done so. Now is our time to reach out to those around us and into the future with the good news of Jesus. For he sends us now. And I know it's both exciting and terrifying, but God has brought you and me and all of us to this time and place. Each of us has an experience of God's love and grace that in some way has made a difference in our lives and is worth sharing with others. And why would we do that? Well, we don't have to look far to be reminded of the hurting in this world. People held captive by all kinds of things, including other people. Forces of evil at work, working to destroy humankind and the goodness that God intends for creation. There are demons that need to be cast out by an outstretched hand offering friendship. A word of peace, an invitation to know the saving love of God in Christ. This is urgent and important work, and it is your work, and it is my work, it's our work. And the gospel is our field guide. And every regular day of your life, an opportunity to share God's saving love with others through simple acts of kindness, mercy, and justice, every day of your life, an opportunity to engage in the urgent yet slow work of relationship and communion in and with the world. You are ready enough. You are. And you're not alone. You are surrounded by your faithful friends who go with you. And the crucified and risen one, he sends us out and reminds us, your names are written in heaven. So my friends, be encouraged. You carry God's peace and good news. So go. Go now. Be on your way. Amen.